What do you guys, the vets, been telling them about Dallas?
They'll figure it out. We hadn't really told them anything. I think it, you know, most of them, you've been playing football long enough, you know what a rivalry would be, but I think they'll learn quickly once this game gets kicked off what this means, not only to the team, but the city.
Is it more of a fan thing, or is the team, like, kind of dialed into that as well?
No, we're dialed into it. I mean, it's one of those things that we circle on the calendar every year, especially when it's a primetime game. So we look forward to this opportunity to compete. Obviously, last time we went up there, it didn't turn out how we wanted it to. So we'll make sure that doesn't happen this time.
What makes Dallas Week different from other weeks?
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a combination of everything. They've obviously been a talented team for a while now. The fanfare that comes with it, you know, the way the city kind of gets electrified, all of that plays a part in us just, you know, feeling like this week is different. And, you know, like I said, it's hard to ignore it. We feel it as players, and we always look forward to it. So it's fun. There aren't too many rivalries left in the NFL, and so we like to keep this one going.
Malcolm, Corey Unlin was saying that when you make a suggestion, whether it's about a coverage or technique, they're all ears and they want to hear it and they're open to your feedback. Is that unique to this coaching staff, the kind of input you and maybe some of the other players have?
Yeah, I've been around coaching staffs that are kind of both sides of the coin. Some that, you know, they want it done the way that they envision it as coaches. And then I've been a part of a staff that allows you to, you know, kind of give your suggestions or opinions on it because you're the one who has to execute the technique. And obviously this staff, they do a really good job of listening to us. And not only me, but, you know, our entire secondary. You know, Corey especially is a coach where we'll come in a room and he'll ask us how we want to play things throughout the week. Knowing that we're the ones who have to go actually execute it. There's some things sometimes coaches will draw out on paper that look good, but are really, really tough to actually execute. I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, we've performed well as a secondary is that we've had that input, that ownership, and feel good about what we're doing.
Do you have an example or kind of the type of thing that maybe you suggested that, or you offered feedback and they actually listened to it?
Yeah, when it comes to different, you know, sometimes it's up to the players too to show them that you know the scheme. And I think, you know, for us, we play so many different positions that we have to sometimes remind them that, hey, we're all interchangeable. And so it might be an adjustment where on paper you would say, okay, this person has to run over here and change or shift, you know, when the offense changes formations. We're like, no, we all know all the positions on the field. We can just stay. And then, you know, technically, you know, I'll be playing this position, or, you know, everybody's playing out of position, but because we know all of the spots, it doesn't matter. I think it makes it easier for us as a team to disguise things. We all look the same. We keep different packages together, but that can't be done if you don't have players that understand the scheme in its entirety, that understand the process and communicate. So I think that's one of the things that our staff has had the luxury of having is not only players, you know, myself, but Rodney McLeod, Patrick Robinson, Jalen Mills, Jalen Watkins, Corey Graham, all guys that are playing some good ball and understand the defense in its entirety.
When you have on both sides of the ball, you have guys coming in, they're going to end up taking away snaps from some of the younger guys. As a veteran, how do you talk to them and say, listen, don't take it personally, that, you know, these guys coming back, they're, you know, they may be taking snaps, but it's just for the betterment of the team. Is that even?
I'm like, that's not even something I've ever thought about. I think we all have a specific role on this team, and every role is important, whether you're a scout team or a starter. Whatever we got to do to win is what we're focused on, and that's from every veteran, every young guy. I don't think anybody's upset about, you know, how many snaps they're getting. You look at our D-line, they rotate, you know, every three plays, I feel like. And, you know, nobody's upset. We're just trying to keep guys fresh and get the best out of the snaps that we get a chance to have. So those aren't conversations we got to have.